Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, this weather has just been nuts. One day it's hot, the next day it's snowing. I think it's going to be fairly nice this weekend, but I guess it is spring. Baseball's almost here. And you know what else is almost here? St. Patrick's Day.
That's one of your favorite holidays, I know.
Well, it certainly is. Monday is a good day to go out and get a stout. But you can really get celebrating early this year. A lot of things going on this weekend. And a great show happening on Saturday night down at the Altamont Theater, where my good friend Jamie LaValle, the Celtic Fiddler, is going to be playing down there with guitarist and banjo player David Brown. And it's going to be just a great show. I saw his concert last year. And just a wonderful performance by Jamie LaValle at the Altamont Theater on Saturday night. That guy absolutely knows his Celtic music. And on Sunday, White Horse Black Mountain gets into the Celtic spirit with a big St. Patrick's Day party and concert. Starting about 5:30, family fun. They'll have a potato roll. You ever done a potato roll, David?
You know what? I have one time, I have to admit.
You know what? Maybe we got to have a WCQS potato roll. What do you think?
Potato roll, the apple roll, lots of rolls.
Okay.
I'd like
a
cinnamon roll.
While we think about that, we can say that on beyond a potato roll, there'll be a big catered Irish dinner on Sunday night from the Black Mountain Bistro up at White Horse, and then music starting at 7:15 with the Noonday Feast of Southern Highlanders. White Horse owner Bob Hinkle will be there to tell a few Irish stories, and maybe he'll sing a little bit. Irish session musicians playing up there. And then, of course, when the big day rolls around on Monday, the place to be is Jack of the Wood. I mean, that is the most rollicking St. Patrick's Day party that we've had in a long while in Asheville. I remember back in the old days, we used to have a St. Patrick's Day festival here. It would be many days of this sort of merriment. But Monday, Jack of the Wood would be the place to go. Lots of music down there. The Pipe Fitters, the Red Willies playing down there. And the Stringtown Ambassadors. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine, in your Asheville Citizen Times. It's in your paper this morning. It's in boxes around town and online at AshevilleScene.com. Now, I guess a lot of people have already kind of put Mardi Gras behind them. But the Dirty Bourbon River Show lives that Mardi Gras life year-round, and they're in town tonight, Friday night at Pisgah Brewing, with lots of New Orleans music and fun and merrymaking. So if you want to catch the spirit, that is the place to go. And then on Saturday, the symphony. And I don't know how often you get over to see the symphony, David, but I tell you what, Daniel Meyer has done such a great job of leading the Asheville Symphony, and another great concert, Masterworks concert, on Saturday night. We've got the music of Beethoven, and that'll actually be his piano concerto number 2. The Israeli pianist Alan Goldstein is playing, and then finally Anton Bruckner's Romantic Symphony number 4. All Saturday night at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. A little rock Saturday night from Joe Lasher Jr. and his boys down at Lexington Avenue Brewery, Fiddlers of Madison County, also on Saturday night up in Marshall. Good morning, Marshall. We salute you. Performance is actually 3 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday of the Fiddlers of Madison County concert at the Madison County Arts Council on South Main Street in downtown Marshall. And then on Sunday, a little jazz, a little big band jazz. Russ Wilson and his orchestra, what a great group there. And they're playing their second show of 2014 at the Isis Theater on Sunday night, and it is a tribute to the one, the only, Benny Goodman. That is going to be one hot show. You're going to hear Stomping at the Savoy, You Turn the Tables on Me, Sing, 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 all of Benny Goodman's big hits, Sunday night at the Isis from Russ Wilson and his boys. And finally, back around to Monday again. And if you've had your fill of Shamrocks and Stout by Monday, you could go out into the Pink Collar Comedy Show. That's happening on Monday night at the Altamont Theater, all-female comedy group coming into town once again to entertain you. So those are your live events, and that brings us around to the movies. Have you been to see a motion picture since we last spoke?
No, but the last film that I saw was Philomena.
Did you like it?
I did.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. We got 6 new ones on the big screen this weekend, and I guess the big ones are Need for Speed, which, I mean, I'm not saying that these are big in the sense that they're movies you've got to rush out to go see, but the two films that are probably do the most business this weekend, the two that are opening wide, Need for Speed, about a guy who's fresh out of prison after being framed, and he's a speed racer, and he's looking for revenge, and, you know, don't you hate it when it happens. Biltmore, Grand Carolina, Asheville, and the Carmike has that one. The Single Moms Club is the latest entry from Tyler Perry, and Tyler Perry has his fans, and those who don't like him too. But if you are a big Tyler Perry fan, you want to go see this. Of course, it's about a group of single mothers who form a support group. Biltmore Grant and Carmack have that. Then we have some one-off pictures, and the by that I mean they're playing only really one location. And the Fine Arts Theater leads the way with Gloria, about a 50-something woman who believes balances family and romance. And it was Chile's official submission to the Academy Awards. Fine Arts has got it. Then the Carolina Asheville has a handful of movies. Art of the Steel, about a motorcycle, Daredevil, Better Living Through Chemistry, and lastly, a Japanese film like Father, Like Son.
Tony, sounds like an interesting weekend ahead. Thank you very much for your time.
So long, everybody.